WTAW News time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 21 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner, exclusively representing fathers' rights. Go to brianturnerlaw.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A global agriculture company has announced a new research facility in the Bio Corridor as part of a partnership with Texas A&M AgriLife Research.
Thanks to the Research Valley Partnership for sharing the news about the decision by Advanta Seeds to open a biotechnology center, which according to Advanta will accelerate the corporation's research and development of their key crops, particularly grain and forage sorghum. According to Advanta's news release, selecting AgriLife Research from 10 candidates was in part because of what the company says are clear and business-friendly policies, which is crucial for making new technologies available to farmers quickly. The R&D center will also involve Advanta's rice, canola, corn, and vegetable sunflower seed products. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Next Wednesday marks the one-year anniversary starting modifications outside the City of Bryan's Municipal Office Building to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. City Manager Keene Register provided an update at the last City Council meeting.
The new contractor for the Municipal Office Building ADA improvements is making progress on the sidewalk work and remedying the previous contractor mistakes. Once the new handrails are installed, the new stairs will be open and allow the next phase of the sidewalk work in front of the fountain to begin. In the meantime, the contractor will be working on the parking lot light poles. The contractor appears to be on schedule for completion by the end of April, weather permitting.
The project was originally scheduled to be completed last May. A welfare check for someone who did not report to work yesterday morning led Bryan police to a Westside apartment and the discovery of the deaths of two men and one woman.
All potentially have died from gunshot wounds. The deceased persons are being sent to Travis County Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy so we can confirm the manner of death.
Officer Kelly McKeithen identified those who died as Virginia and Melvin Benefield, the occupants of the apartment at the Canyon Village Complex on Finfeather, and Larry Davis, who lived in a nearby unit.
At this time, we do not believe the public is in any danger.
Any weapons found?
That's part of the investigation, and I'm unable to release that information.
McKeithen says it has not been determined if anyone else was in the apartment at the time of the deaths. A vote is scheduled in Congress today to keep the federal government running another 4 weeks.
I'd like to get it funded through September 30th, but it looks like we'll have just a CR that goes a few weeks.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says there are several things in this proposal that are important to Texans.
Most important for Texas is that children's health insurance program will be extended for 6 years.
Flores, speaking on our show, says two things that will be stopped are the health insurance tax that's part of Obamacare and a tax on the manufacturing of medical devices. WTAW News time is 8 minutes after 6. It is 21 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Law Offices of Brian Turner, they exclusively fight for the rights of fathers. Period. Dads have the right to remain dads following a divorce. Brian Turner can help you fight this battle. Brian Turner Law advocates for deserving dads to ensure his time with his children. He also works hard to protect the client's home, retirement, or other important assets, and has a flat fee for consultation. Call the law offices of Brian Turner, 979-583-9200. Family law for fathers, period. For you and the sake of your kids, BrianTurnerLaw.com.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, 6:09. You're in the WC Tractor studio with the Infomaniacs. WC Tractor, your award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And we got weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Temperatures are actually going to be warming up over the next several days, which will be a welcome change from the very cold weather we've been seeing. Today, partly sunny, highs 40 to 45. Overnight clouds, 30 to 35. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance for a shower. It's 50 to 55 tomorrow afternoon. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Clouds on Saturday, a few showers possible. Highs will be 65 to near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Fighting Texas Aggie. Women's hoops is going to be in action tonight as the 16th-ranked Aggs head to Tuscaloosa to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. We'll hear a little bit from Coach Gary Blair on the matchup. Also, Texas A&M men's tennis. Former men's tennis player Shane Vincent is actually going to be heading over to the women's side of the court as a volunteer coach for the Aggies. So we'll talk a little bit about Shane making the move. Also, plenty of big men's college games going on last night, mainly in the state of Texas, where Texas upset number 8 Texas Tech. Also, SMU upended 7th-ranked Wichita State, and TCU, the 24th-ranked Horned Frogs, rolled over Iowa State. So we'll touch on those games and the NBA. All that more coming up in sports.
All right, so yesterday was interesting, but, I mean, I didn't buy into this when I moved to Texas, okay. Right? That it has to continue to be cold?
Right. It's like we're supposed to get one crazy day, yeah. And then it goes back to
right.
Normal.
Exactly. Well, yesterday was a record breaker, as we mentioned.
Right.
And I don't know where Knoll Station is. I guess it's at South Knoll.
Knoll Station.
Yeah, here in College Station.
Okay.
But they're reporting 18 right
Ooh.
Now. Yeah, and, you know, so that's 2 days that we've been in the teens, and that's enough. It really is. Now, yesterday, I mean, we crushed the record.
Crushed it.
I mean, because the record had been like 22 or something, and we smashed that thing. Not so much today. The record low on this date was in 1930.
Ooh.
It was 2.
Oh, wow.
2.
So it went from, what was the previous record from yesterday?
Yesterday was 22 back in 1982, and today it's 2.
2.
Yeah.
Man.
So, and there probably aren't a lot of people who are still around, because that was 87 years ago, but still.
Yeah.
2.
Yeah, we did get a text message yesterday out in Wheeler Ridge where they had their thermometer said 9.
Wow.
So it got down to single digits, but 2, that's pretty chilly.
I think so.
And you also have to think about 2 as far as in the shade, things like that.
Oh, yeah, it's not an official kind of a situation.
Yeah,
correct.
Sure, that the wind could have something to do with that. Okay. All right, so here we go in Florida. His name is William Rutger. He's 61, lives in Tarpon Springs. Called 911 about 1:30 Tuesday morning. Told the police operator that his wife was an arachnid.
Oh,
that she was a black widow spider. he added that he wanted her involuntarily admitted for a mental examination. He wanted her.
The spider. Okay.
Slurring his words, appeared intoxicated.
Really?
It's a shock. According to a responding patrol officer, he explained to Mr. Rutger, who is not expressing coherent thoughts, by the way, at the time, that really was not the case, and that his wife was not a black widow spider.
However, if there was a black widow spider in his vicinity, he may want to get away.
That's true. Now, that was at 1:30.
Okay.
Well, then he has to return at 3 because Mr. Rutger had again dialed 911 to explain that his wife was a black widow spider.
Ah, well.
Well, this time they decided that was a little bit too much.
Yeah.
So they charged him with abusing the 911 system.
Mm-hmm.
And he entered a no contest plea
at
a misdemeanor court, ordered to pay a fine and court costs totaling $500. He apparently has had prior convictions on drunk driving, so...
Well, at least he wasn't driving. He was just dialing this time.
It's true, but it's
it still doesn't seem like he's fixing the problem.
And let's face it, he's not the first man probably to call his wife a black widow spider.
Probably not, but it's interesting as we delve into, and the internet allows you to do that, to delve into one William Rutger, age 61 of Tarpon Springs. He is a retired lawyer.
Wow.
And author of the book, The Alcoholic's Guide to Adventure.
Really?
Yeah, which is a...
sounds interesting.
Yeah,
great
really
Christmas present.
Yeah, taking that to heart.
And a 2009 autobiography that was described on Amazon, apparently it made Amazon, described on Amazon as, quote, a lighthearted jaunt into the sublime world of drunken decadence. So...
There you go. Saying.
It's got a really good rating on Amazon.
Does oh, wow. it?
His book, yeah.
I'm kind of interested now.
Okay.
Information.
How many pages is it?
Does it have pictures? How many pictures?
How much does it cost?
Oh, my gosh. It costs $12.
Oh, well.
The cover is a picture of him and his dog traipsing through the woods.
Okay.
Says it's a deliriously funny at times tender trip into a spirited recovery.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know that he's recovered now.
No.
The George H.W. Bush Presidential Center, together with National Geographic and the College of Education and Human Development at Texas A&M University, present a thought leader panel discussion on human geography at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center on January 25th at 6 p.m. Panelists will discuss topics of contemporary interest, including population distribution, urban geography, migration, and best practices in education. To register and for more information, visit bush41.org.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Schulte Roofing, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Good morning, News Talk 16. 20 WTAW. It's day 18. That means we've got 347 of them to go. It's the 18th. It's Thursday. It's Women's Healthy Weight Day.
Okay.
So you just have to today.
Just have to. Oh, well, okay. I wish I would have had a little bit more warning.
I know. Okay. So anyhow, it's also Thesaurus Day, just so you can use a different word for, you know.
Thesaurus.
Yes. It's Pooh Day, because it's the birthday of A.A. Milne, who
okay.
wrote
oh,
Winnie,
so Winnie the Pooh.
Pooh. That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah, not, no.
Pooh doesn't get a day.
No.
All right.
I don't think so.
I wonder if Piglet gets a day.
Yeah, really. Exactly.
Or
where's
Tigger.
Eeyore? Does Eeyore
yeah.
get
oh.
one? What's going on?
Eeyore. Poor Eeyore. He's so sad.
He really is. It's National Gourmet Coffee Day. If
okay.
you want to go ahead and do that.
Spend there's, $8 on a cup.
There's plenty. Well, you know, and there's that... there's that coffee that goes through monkeys or something and makes
oh,
poo.
Oh, yeah.
It's the
cat.
Poo.
It's Kobe.
The cat.
Yeah, Kobe. Yeah. Or something like that.
I don't know. Okay. Why would you know that?
Because we talked about it for like
yeah.
an entire segment
yeah.
one day.
I know. I just forgot what
Kobe
it went
Lua.
Through. Of course.
Wow.
That's what it
Good
is.
Good job, Zach.
I don't even drink coffee.
Forgot what it went through, but there we go. And it's also the Sundance Film Festival, if you care. It's Hunt for Happiness Week. And it's Sugar Awareness Week as well.
So be aware of that sugar.
There you go. Birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Katie White of the Ting Tings. She is turning 35 today.
To consider they forget my name. They call me Help. They call me Stacey.
So there you go.
Okay.
She's turning 35 today. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
All right. So Jason Segel is turning 38 today. Honestly, I thought he was older than that.
I think I did too.
Yeah. He's been around
Done some stuff.
For
he's
a while
funny.
Now. But yeah, he is pretty funny. Marshall and How I Met Your Mother, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in a ton of movies as well. Jay Chou is turning 39, played Cato in Green Hornet, the Green Hornet movie mm-hmm. with Seth Rogen.
Sure.
He was also in Now You See Me 2, had a small role in that one. Jonathan Davis, 47, Korn. We're not going to play any of their music this morning.
Right.
It's
Korn
a little,
with a K.
Yeah, it's a little too early for that.
Yeah,
but,
please.
Yeah, 1996's Life is Peachy, Good God, Adidas. So there you go. Dave Bautista turning 49. Now, he, of course, was a big-time wrestler back in the day and has parlayed that into a pretty good acting career so far. He's Drax the Destroyer in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ah.
So he's the big blue guy
sure.
for anybody who
mm-hmm.
watches Guardians of the Galaxy. Jesse L. Martin, he's Detective Joe West on The Flash.
You know, he's in Law and Order.
Yeah, he was also a detective there, too.
Yeah, and Song and Dance Man.
Yeah,
he's,
yeah.
He does a little Broadway stuff.
He was too. In Rent.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
there you go.
Yeah.
Dave Attell is turning 53.
Oh, okay.
Comedian.
Uh-huh.
Of course, he was around 70s, 80s, stuff
okay.
like that. Let's see. Allison Arngrim, am I pronouncing that right, Scott?
No, no, no.
56, Nellie Oleson on Little House on the Prairie.
Okay. Never watched it.
Oh, really? Yeah, I figured you were a big fan.
Nah, not really.
Yeah. Tom Bailey turning 62. He's founder of the Thompson Twins.
Okay.
There you go. Country singer
His name isn't Thompson. How does that work?
No. His first name is Tom, though.
Yeah, I guess that's close.
At least kind of like Thompson.
Probably so.
Mark Colley, country music singer, turning 62.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that song. Sure enough.
Well, there you go. He's turning 62 today. One of my favorite actors, Kevin Costner.
Oh,
turning 63 today.
He's done some good movies.
Some good movies. He's done some bad movies.
Yes.
But I like him mainly because he does baseball and westerns. So.
He's an everyman kind of guy.
Yeah.
He did a Nicholas Sparks movie with Diane Keaton. So good.
Okay. Now, have you seen him in Silverado?
I have not.
Oh, Silverado.
Silverado's a good movie, yeah.
Silverado with Patrick Dennehy.
Lots of people.
Or Brian Dennehy.
Brian Dennehy and Jeff Goldblum, lots of people.
Yeah, Kevin Kline.
Yep.
So there you go. He's turning 63 today.
Okay.
And Ted DeBias is turning 64.
I think is it DeBias? Is that how it's
pronounced? Sure.
The Million Dollar Man.
Million Dollar Man on WWE.
I think it's Biasi, but that's okay.
It's close.
Okay.
Either way, DiBiase.
That's it.
Turned 64. He's now an ordained minister, by the way.
Really?
So he can get you married and power choke slam you.
He quit doing that, and he's out there, and he's a man of the word.
Yeah, there you go.
Mark Messier, he's a pretty good hockey dude. He's 57. You didn't have Kelly Rohrbach from Baywatch.
Oh, man.
She's 28. How could you have missed that?
So 28? New Baywatch.
Yeah,
I was about to say.
I have no idea who
I don't think anybody who was on the original Baywatch is 28 now or under 30.
That's probably right. And for old people, a guy named Bobby Goldsboro, who was a singer.
By the way, and we didn't cover this, a couple of folks who have passed us on, Cary Grant and Danny Kaye.
Oh, wow.
Mm. So there you go.
Both of them pretty talented. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was totally wrong with Diane Keaton. It was actually Robin Wright Penn, but they were in Message in a Bottle together back in 1999 with Kevin Costner.
Ah.
Just wanted to correct myself.
Those are all his rom-coms or whatever. Yeah, I don't pay attention.
And, of course, she's the one who's going to take over as the lead in House of Cards now.
Oh, right.
President
right.
Claire Underwood.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that'll be pretty all right. I think she's from Dallas also, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
All right, there you go. Yeah, right. 622.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
On Tuesday, the White House doctor, Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, he announced the results of the president's physical exam, and much to the shock and dismay of liberals in the mainstream media, it turns out he's in excellent health. Now, Dr. Jackson said President Trump also received a perfect score on his cognitive exam. Now, that was not good enough for your liberal media. They went on to embarrass themselves even further with bizarre questions. One reporter asked about the president sniffling, and other questions about if he watches too much TV or tweets too much, if his life expectancy was known, if he's limited to just one scoop of ice cream now, if he has any signs of early onset Alzheimer's or dementia. The only people that need psychiatric help are those liberals in the media that lost their minds collectively.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings for many reasons. Now, Marlene from Ohio says, quote, Blinds.com is by far the most customer-friendly company. Now, the blinds were easy to install, they look beautiful, and the quality is excellent. I highly recommend, unquote. And now through January the 28th, claim your special listener promo code and save 20% site-wide at blinds.com/Hannity. That's blinds.com/Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, good morning. 624, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Infomaniacs, 51-year-old man facing charges after he allegedly used a front-end loader to partially demolish a home in North Sydney, Australia, early on Monday morning. Then he went ahead and drove to a liquor store in the front-end loader with police in pursuit. I would think it was probably a slow pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
City man facing charges of breaking and entering, a flight from police.
Flight from police.
I guess that's what it has to be called no matter what
flight.
Speed it was.
Right.
Taking a motor vehicle without consent. And 4 counts of mischief.
Ooh, mischief.
Oh. I like that.
Some mischief.
Did he explain why he wanted to bulldoze this house?
You know, it doesn't say. It just says that the drama with the front end loader started around 5 in the morning on Monday when he used it to tear into a house.
That's going
to
wake some folks up.
And a power pole. Pole's damaged. Side of the house was pretty much ripped apart.
Wow.
Nobody in the house at the time.
Thank goodness.
The 51-year-old knew the owner of the house that was damaged, according to police.
I was about to say.
They tried to get the loader to stop, but the driver wouldn't pull over. Yeah, okay. Officers pursued the loader to the Superstore Package King. And there, pretty much, he had used it to drive into the front of the liquor store so he could get himself some alcohol.
Doesn't sound like Australia and East Texas are that much different, other than folks talking.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Why wait for your money? H&R Block has up to $3,000 in a refund advance loan available today. Visit our location in College Station on Texas Avenue next to Kohl's or in Bryan at the corner of 29th and Carter Creek Parkway. H&R Block.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world. Who climb mountains simply because they're there. Who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing on Toyota trucks. Hurry in today. Toyota, let's go places.
Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N-131-18.
Hey, good morning, 628, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. We'll feel a difference today. They're telling us it'll get up to 42. That'll be nice. Winds out of the southeast about 5 miles an hour. Down to about freezing tonight. And then 52 is our high temperature on Friday, 30% chance of rain. Saturday, they're calling for a high of 68. And then Sunday, 74 degrees, but it is going to be cloudy, and we'll probably have some showers. About a 70% chance is what they're telling us, but at least we'll kind of thaw out a little bit. 44 will be our low temperature on Saturday, and as we start next week, we'll probably be in the 60s, looks like, all week long. But we're not there yet this morning. Right now we have, the winds are calm, humidity 74%, but we've got 21 degrees out there.
Jennifer Kishenko with your money now. EPA head Scott Pruitt plans to use his second year on the job to accelerate efforts to remake the agency, saying he wants to speed its permitting processes and transform a culture he says is bureaucratic. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Pruitt outlined the changes he's looking to make in year two, repealing and rewriting Obama-era rules for power plant emissions, speeding up the EPA's permit review process, implementing weekly performance assessments across the agency, and fostering a public debate about climate change. Regulators have dealt a blow to the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ, approving a plan by a rival to loosen their grip over the crucial 4 p.m. closing auctions that determine the final end-of-day prices for thousands of stocks. The Securities and Exchange Commission yesterday gave its thumbs up to the proposal from CBOE Global Markets, which aims to give traders a new way to buy or sell shares at the daily closing price without paying fees to the NYSE or NASDAQ. On Wall Street, futures are a little changed after stocks soared to record highs yesterday. That's your money now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 21 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police report two men and one woman found in an apartment yesterday morning died from possible gunshot wounds.
Shortly after 9 a.m., we received a call at the 3200 block of Finfeather, which is Canyon Village, for a report of a welfare concern after an employee didn't show up for work. Officers, medical personnel, they arrived at the scene and confirmed that there were three deceased persons inside one of the apartment complexes.
Officer Kelly McKeithen identified those who died as Virginia and Melvin Benefield, the occupants of the apartment, and Larry Davis, who lived in a nearby unit.
With the deaths of three people in this unit, has the investigation led to any discovery that anyone else may have been in the apartment at the time this happened?
That is unknown at the time.
The bodies were taken to the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office for autopsies. McKeithen says the public is not in any danger. There were five deaths in the Houston area yesterday that were or may have been related to sub-freezing temperatures. That includes a mother, her 11-year-old daughter, and her 9-year-old son dying in a house fire. Rachel Moreno of the Harris County Fire Marshal's Office says the father of the children is in the hospital with second-degree burns.
There were space heaters in the home, but until we get the autopsy results, we won't speculate to make sure we give the appropriate origin and cause of the fire.
An 82-year-old woman with dementia was found dead after she walked away from her home and was found in a nearby wooded area, and a homeless man was found dead behind a trash bin. A lengthy update of capital projects in the city of Bryan was part of the last city council meeting. City Manager Keene Register's report included an upcoming deadline for property owners interested in applying for the next round of traffic management modifications.
In the current round of applications, 10 requests for projects have been received with a April 1st deadline for submission. We expect to see several more. The local area traffic management program projects, which were funded in the 2016-17 initial round, are planned for construction over the next 3 to 4 months. The speed humps on Barrick were recently reconstructed, and the next work will occur on Broadmoor between Camelot and Janus Trail to install traffic islands to mitigate the vehicular speeding issues.
Broadmoor between Janus Trail and Camelot Drive is currently closed through the end of March on weekdays between 8 and 5. An international agriculture seed corporation is opening a research and development center in the bio corridor.
The joint agreement between Advantis Seeds and Texas A&M AgriLife Research was announced by the Research Valley Partnership. College Station was chosen from 10 candidates, according to a news release from Advantis CEO, in part due to AgriLife's advanced sorghum research programs. Advantis' new center will also have research and development capabilities for corn, sunflowers, canola, and rice. As part of the partnership, Advanta will provide internship opportunities for graduate students. Another reason Advanta selected to buy a corridor was the state of Texas' very clear regulations and policies regarding international seed research. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Today's business in Congress includes voting to keep the federal government running another 4 weeks. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan would rather extend federal spending through the end of the budget year, which is September 30th.
There are four provisions in this that are pretty important for Texans. One is the health insurance tax, which is part of Obamacare, will be stopped. The Cadillac tax, which is important to our folks in the district that have really generous health care plans, particularly union health care plans, will be stopped.
Flores says immigration reform will not be tied to federal spending.
Try immigration policy to funding the federal government will not be allowed. And so we've said that's not going to happen, and we've held firm, and we've been successful in that so far.
Flores says the proposal calls for ending a tax on the manufacturing of medical devices and adds a 6-year extension of the Children's Health Insurance Program. Texas Democrats' argument that legal partisan gerrymandering led to the state's current election maps may be over, but their goal of having the Supreme Court call for the redrawing of the maps continues.
The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments in April as to whether the state's current election maps were racially discriminatory and need to be redrawn, as concluded by a lower court. But they will not consider the Democrats' contention they were also illegally partisan. Texas Attorney General spokesman Mark Rylander.
We believe that it is right that the court will be focusing on our appeal centered on racial gerrymandering claims.
Texas Democrats remain confident, their party spokesman Manny Garcia.
The Supreme Court will finally deliver justice for Texas voters who have been under a system in which their voting power is significantly diluted.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 21 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com, and you can bring us anywhere at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
It's time to go Texan in Brazos County on Saturday, January 20th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Live and silent auctions, plus you can dance to the music of Crossroads. Help the Brazos County Go Texan Association support educational scholarships to graduating FFA and 4-H seniors. $10 pre-sale tickets available at Catalina Hatters and Cavenders, or $15 at the door. Remember, go Texan on Saturday, January 20th at the Brazos Center.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their four Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them romance and pill commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean Jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
Good morning, 6:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We're off to another cold start this morning, though not as cold as yesterday. And the good news is milder weather's headed our way. Should end up being partly sunny today, highs 40 to 45 this afternoon. Clouds will increase overnight, lows 30 to 35. Cloudy tomorrow, the chance for a passing shower, highs 50 to 55. Scattered showers possible tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. May see a few showers on Saturday, warmer 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie women's hoops, the 16th ranked Aggs are hitting the road tonight to take on Alabama. Here's a little bit from Coach Gary Blair.
We've got to recognize their shooters, particularly our post players, are giving up too many open looks.
We'll hear a little bit more of Coach from the game plan tonight against the Crimson Tide. It should be a pretty good one. Also touching up on some other things from around Aggie land, the Aggie softball team has gotten the preseason ranking, at least from fellow SEC teams. They predict that the Aggs are going to finish third in conference play. Hopefully for Coach Joe Evans and company, they'll finish a little higher than that. Number one would be nice. We'll talk about that, as well as Aggie baseball, of course, getting a preseason ranking as well, and touching up on some other college men's hoops games from last night. All that more coming up in sports.
Yep, there you go. That's so I see Tennessee lost to Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri. Missouri beat Tennessee. Alabama beat Auburn last night.
Yeah, I watched a little bit.
Which is huge.
Yep, it was.
Huge.
It was
huge.
It would be huge.
Huge.
Yeah. So the government shutdown. Oh, God, we're all going to die.
We're all going to die.
But we'll see what happens.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's looking for a deal the president supports, but argues the president has not yet indicated what he would sign. Mercedes Schlapp, a top advisor to President Trump, telling Fox News at night,
"This is the responsibility of Congress to ensure that they produce a product, something that the president can support. It's something that we haven't seen yet."
The sticking point, DACA. Democrats demand that any funding bill include protections for illegal immigrants brought here as children. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly met Wednesday with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and other Democrats who say those talks produced little progress. Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
So Sanjay Gupta,
mm-hmm.
He's the doctor who's a medical correspondent on CNN. He's the one who they asked to be the Surgeon General, and he said, "Why would I take a pay cut? I'm a TV star."
That's true.
Yeah. So he said yesterday he believes that President Trump's past medical tests reveal that the president has heart disease.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Okay. He says heart disease. Well, that, of course, that brings a little pushback from the White House. As
imagine.
Yeah. The spokesperson said the only doctor who has really spent any time with the president is Dr. Jackson, and so he is the most qualified and only credible source when it comes to diagnosing any health concerns.
Right. I don't know if you really have much of an opinion when you probably haven't seen the classified records of his actual examination.
Or maybe not even been in the same room with him for quite a while.
Correct.
They're just so we'll see, but I mean, you know, it's just he could. That's what Sanjay said.
All right.
I mean, anybody could.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right.
If you're, you know.
But if you're a TV star and you say it, then it must be true. Yeah, it's important. So the president promised us fake news awards, and he did it.
Oh, yes, he did.
He gave us fake news. Oh, I'm so excited over this.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Do you think he played that after giving out everything?
You know, I don't know if he
should have asked
that.
Us. We could have let him borrow it.
I got to tell you, I listen to Infomaniacs every morning. Yeah. They're great. They're just great.
Yeah, here's Ed Henry.
Number three, CNN, in the words of the president, falsely reporting that candidate Donald Trump and his son Donald Trump Jr. had access to hacked documents from WikiLeaks before the public did. Number two, the president going after ABC News' Brian Ross. In the president's words, Brian Ross, quote, chokes and sends markets in a downward spiral with false report. Finally, number one, in the president's estimation, the New York Times' Paul Krugman, the columnist, claiming on the day of the president's historic landslide victory, in the president's words, the economy would never recover.
Which was just stupid. I don't know if it's fake or not, but it was stupid.
Right.
Fake news. Fake news.
Understand, just as an incident, that the stock market went from 25,000 to 26,000 in 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone up, I don't know,
4,000
points since he was president, so been elected president. Anyhow, there were a bunch more. CNN won some other ones, of course, as well, but I don't know. I kind of like the idea that he did it, because at some point, the media does need to be called out on some of the stuff that they come up with. So I think from that standpoint, it's okay. I'm all right with
that. I think some of those stories that he gave out awards for were corrected, but I think, you know, they should have never been published in the first place.
That's the whole responsibility the media has.
Right. And there are definitely mistakes that are made in the business, but when it comes to this, it just seems a little out of control.
In the biz. And at least own up to it, right? I mean, it's one thing. Everybody makes mistakes.
Yep,
if you do make one, say, yeah, I was wrong.
Then that's and And invariably what they do is they bury the correction.
Right.
Or something
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
You never actually see that right. come out.
So I'm perusing through, and so that's enough politics.
Okay, good.
Done.
So I'm perusing through the audio that we have available today, and I see this story that is slugged Marlon's statue out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And now, Chelsea, have you ever seen this thing that they have, the Homer machine that they have at the Marlins Park?
I have not.
Miami.
The monstrosity.
And I don't think so. You mean the big fish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's more than just a fish.
Yeah,
it's like
a whole carnival
the
ride.
The crazy and colorful statue known simply as Homer has become a polarizing point of interest in the home ballpark of the Miami Marlins. Among the detractors to the statue, team co-owner Derek Jeter and Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez. The two now, according to the Miami Herald, are now looking into removing the statue, which, considering the hydraulics, electricity, and plumbing to Homer, could be a heavy task at hand. Rumors of the ouster of the statue caused a Twitter feud between the mayor's office and former Marlins team president David Sampson, with some fans saying good riddance to Sampson as he was tied to former Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Oh.
It's one of the ugliest things you'll ever... Oh. It looks like it should be on a game show.
Yeah,
it literally looks like the price is right.
I looked at it this morning. We have jumping dolphins and swordfish and or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
layered. Marlins, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's swordfish. And, you know, it's layered and...
And it shoots water out of one side.
Oh, it does. It looks like it needs to be at SeaWorld or something.
Brightly colored. And, you know, they tried to do this whole... Whenever they moved in the new stadium... And they revamped the name, from the Florida Marlins, and they revamped the colors and wanted bright, ugly colors.
Yes.
And it's ridiculous. And the stadium, by the way.
It's massive, too.
Oh, yeah. And the stadium, by the way, in and of itself is pretty nice. I mean, they spent a lot of money
right.
on this place. And they've got, like, aquariums back behind home plate.
Oh, cool. Like,
yeah. Which is smart. Because, you know, a foul ball never gets hit back
behind home plate. No. Scares the fish.
Yeah, scares the hell out of the fish.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's a retractable roof. It's a really nice stadium.
Yeah.
But you got this ugly eyesore in left center field, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I'm looking at a picture right now where there's actually players in left field, so you can truly see the size of this thing. It's massive.
Oh, it's huge.
Well, and again, at some point somebody thought that was a good idea.
Yeah,
and
Jeffrey Loria. He also thought owning the baseball team and just the cluster that is the Miami Marlins franchise.
Yeah.
Even though they won two World Series.
Yeah, they did.
Somehow, some way.
Well, and the deal is, back in the day, the Astrodome scoreboard was really something. I mean, that was neat, you know, that you had all these lights and explosions and that sort of thing. But again, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And... Is it Wrigley? I guess, did Wrigley shoot off fireworks? They've done
I'm
that.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well, Comiskey did.
Not Comiskey anymore.
U.S. Cellular Field
or
whatever.
Yeah, fine, whatever. But, I mean, this thing is just ugly. It does. It looks like it belongs on the back of a pinball machine.
Right.
And has no place in baseball.
By the way, if y'all get a chance, Google the aquariums at the ballpark. It's kind of cool.
I'll go have a look at that. 648.
Yeah. Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the pool guy. With a large professional staff, the pool guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The pool guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the pool guy's experience. Experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the pool guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the pool guy.
Hi, this is Dennis Kabetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. This colder weather can be tough on your car battery. Have you had yours checked out? Don't be left in the cold. Stop by Interstate Batteries today and we'll perform a free battery check. We can determine if you need a new battery or if it just needs to be charged to get you back up to speed. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see the experts at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You deserve rich successes in all your horticultural endeavors. If you're like the rest of us, you'll spend considerable money in nurseries this spring, and you're likely to put a lot of sweat and prayer into your work as well. You need to give those investments the best possible chance to thrive. I have some of the keys. I'll be back with details. Investing for gardening success right after this message. Get your new gardening year off to a great start with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You can order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week or from neilsperry.com anytime 24/7. That's NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, this newest book of mine is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. If you go into stores or on Amazon, that's the book you're going to be getting. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed, only $31.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. Again, 800-752-4769 or order at neilsperry.com. You want to start your landscape and your garden with a good plan. That landscape drawing is the roadmap for your journey. You might have the tools to do the designing yourself. Many nurseries can help you develop your plan, or you can hire a registered landscape architect or a landscape contractor to draw it up for you. A good landscape plan doesn't have to be elaborate. It just needs to be drawn to scale, and it needs to show each plant at its mature size so that you can determine proper spacings. Good soil preparation is critical. It's the foundation of your entire effort. Your garden soil needs to be prepared to the best of your capability. Use several inches of organic matter to loosen tight clays and to help sandy soils hold moisture and nutrients. However, you want to save your heroic soil preparation for small plants like ground covers, annual and perennial flowers, herbs, and vegetables. Choose and plant trees and large shrubs that can survive in your native Texas soil without major help. Their mature root systems will be so extensive that it simply wouldn't be practical to try to amend that much soil. Quality plants are of the utmost importance. They need to be species and varieties that are adapted to your area. It doesn't matter if they're native or if they're imported. They need to be adapted. If you're making a mistake, you need to ask the nurseryman as you're checking out, any of these plants going to cause me problems? Let them own part of your decision. Buy types that survive our heat, cold, drought, soils, and pests. Good and durable tools become your friends. You're going to be spending a lot of time on the end of that hoe or pushing the lawnmower. You might as well buy the best. You're going to have it for years, so make sure that you're buying something that will hold up. Consumer magazines may compare and rate specific power tools, or you can probably get feedback from knowledgeable sales help at retail tool sources like mower shops, hardware stores, and nurseries. Steel-handled shovels, for example, last through a lifetime of Texas gardening. Fiberglass-reinforced handles also are very, very good. You want to buy from reputable sources. I always try to get you to go into independent retail garden centers in your area and get to know those people. They're really reputable, and they are full-time professional gardeners and horticulturists. You want to step to your garden's early defense. If you have an outbreak of weeds, use the most effective herbicide. If you have an outbreak of pests, you want to use the appropriate insecticide or fungicide. Invest for gardening success. I'm Neil Sperry. In our next program, Home Orchards Require Planning. I'll help you. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:53. Number 16, Texas A&M women's basketball is on the road tonight, paying a visit to Alabama in SEC showdown. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the matchup.
We've got to recognize their shooters, particularly our post players, are giving up too many open looks. The SEC is very good at game planning and scheming in every sport. They're taking things away from us, and we're not making the adjustments as a coaching staff or as players on the court during the game. We cannot just expect our game plan to be perfect.
The Maroon and White are 14-5 on the year and 3-2 in SEC play, but they are coming off a heartbreaking 92-84 overtime loss to Georgia. Tip-off against the Crimson Tide is tonight at 7 o'clock. Broadcast will be on Verone Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. In the men's game, Texas upset number 8 Texas Tech last night, 67-58. Guard Kerwin Roach II returned from a two-game absence with a fractured left hand to score 20 points for the Longhorns. Here's head coach Chaka Smart.
He just changes the game so much starting on the defensive end. And then obviously tonight he did a great job attacking offensively. He got to the foul line and made his free throw, so really gave us a big lift. Texas Tech's got a really good team, and they're hard to guard, so to have our best perimeter defender in the game was huge.
With the win, Smart and the Horns improved to 12-6 on the season and 3-3 in conference play. Meanwhile, the Red Raiders fall to 15-3 and 4-2 in the Big 12. Elsewhere, SMU upended 7th-ranked Wichita State 83-78. Number 24 TCU rolled over Iowa State 96-73. Alabama handed 17th-ranked Auburn its first SEC loss of the year, 76-71, and Missouri edged number 21 Tennessee, 59-55. Former Texas A&M All-American tennis player Shane Vincent has been named the volunteer coach for the Aggie women's tennis team. Vincent, who earned All-America status in doubles as a junior in 2015 and in singles in 2014, completes an All-Aggie staff. He joins head coach Mark Weaver, who competed for Texas A&M from 1990 to 94, and former teammate Jordan Szabo, who played for the Aggies from 2012 to 15 and was named assistant coach of the women's team last summer. Out on the diamond, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball comes in at number 10 in this year's NCAA preseason poll. The guys are fresh off the program's 6th appearance in the College World Series in Omaha. Meanwhile, Aggie softball has been selected by SEC coaches to finish 3rd in the conference. Coach Joe Evans and company return almost all of their starters from a team that went 47-13 last year and moved on to the Oklahoma City for the 8th time in program history. In the professional game, the San Antonio Spurs got back on the win wagon last night, topping the Brooklyn Nets 195. San Antonio has been bitten by the injury bug quite a bit this year, and sixth man Patty Mills says it's taken some adjustments.
It's something unique that I don't think we haven't gone through in a long time, especially my time here in San Antonio. So we're all trying to figure out as we go. So it's just game by game and understanding who's going to be on the court. But it is tough, but you know, we don't like to make excuses. We go out there and we roll with whoever we got. It's just making sure we understand the game plan, we execute. And I thought we'd done a better job of the 48 minutes of that tonight. So looking for some rhythm going into Toronto.
Mills finished the night with 25 points, while LaMarcus Aldridge scored 34 points and pulled down 8 rebounds for the Spurs, who improved to 30-16 on the season. Now tonight, it'll be the Houston Rockets in action as they welcome the Minnesota Timberwolves to town. Injured star James Harden did practice yesterday for the first time since December 31st, but he's not expected to play this evening. Things are underway at 8:30 at the Toyota Center. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars go for their 3rd win in a row as they pay a visit to the Columbus Blue Jackets this evening at 6. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
When Elizabeth saw Mary, the babe in Elizabeth's womb leaped for joy. Luke 1 and verse 41. The babe in Elizabeth's womb was John, and the babe in Mary's womb was Jesus. You might say that the herald, John, was already announcing the coming of the King, Jesus. At the time that this event took place, John, the babe in Elizabeth's womb, was 6 months old. Jesus, the babe in Mary's womb, was only a few days old. Sadly, some today would have us to believe that the babe in the womb is just a blob of tissue or a clump of cells that fills nothing. Luke, the beloved physician, would argue otherwise. He pictured the babe in Elizabeth's womb as living, active, and capable of feeling great joy. At the BCS Church of Christ, we look to the Bible for the answer to the question of when life begins and for the answers to the rest of life's questions. For more information about what we believe and teach, we invite you to visit our website at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
We're going to get up to about 42 today. That'll be pretty nice, won't it? It'll be cloudy, however. 31 for a low temperature tonight, 52 tomorrow. And then how about 68 on Saturday and 74 on Sunday? We'll tell you there's a chance of showers, and in fact, it gets up to 70% on Sunday. Right now it's 21 WTAW, College Station Bryan at 7 o'clock.